The Loft Club bar was on the sixth floor of a recently renovated downtown warehouse. The designers had kept the graffiti from the years the brick structure had been abandoned, cut into the walls to add windows, and covered the bright colors with framed original art. Mandy Betancourt sat across from me at a corner table, diamonds in her ears. Light brown, curly hair pinned up in a precise mess to show off the highlights. Yellow sweater with pearls. Red lipstick. I've treated him like a full partner, and what does he do? Runs behind my back, changes the route of a major pipeline to run through a scenic valley. The engineers are scrambling, and don't get me started on the permitting. Mm-hmm, she smiled, glancing around the room for someone who didn't talk about work. I have to get him out of my hair. How old is their baby? 5 months? 6? I bet he's so cute. I have to get married. She was the only one who knew about my father's ultimatum, and when I mentioned it, she always shook her head at what an intractable problem it was, until I took a little velvet box from my pocket and put it in front of her. She tapped the edge of her wine glass with a manicured finger, staring at the wildly expensive square-cut diamond. Who is she? Someone who could use cash. You want me to marry you? She stated the truth with a mix of disbelief. I trust you. I'd known her since we were kids. We'd gone to the same upper school, where we'd developed a close friendship that had only gotten stronger over the years. Right. And so this means we should get married? Temporary. Just to get rid of Byron. No sex, obviously. Obviously. She made a face and sipped her white wine. Ronaldo would throw an absolute fit. Ronaldo was a deadbeat actor with a handsome face who didn't have the talent to get cast in a couple of movies, but he didn't have to because he'd married America's sweetheart, Tatiana Winsome, well before she starred in Homewrecker and Hollywood fell in love with her. All he did now was spend her money and give himself a boner when the captions under the tabloid pictures said, "Actor Ronaldo DeWitt." And that's why it works. I leaned over the table for the big pitch. His wife suspects something, right? You told me yourself. She's so awful. I'd already argued that her boyfriend's wife had every right to be awful, considering her husband was a philanderer, but she wouldn't budge. If you marry me, she's off your case. You keep being discreet with him in private. Show up with me in public. We divorce in 3 years, and in the meantime, I pay off your family's debts. He doesn't have enough to get your mother's estate in Montenegro out of hock. Not enough for the boats, the debts, the bad habits, any of it. I do. As successful as her clothing line was, she didn't have enough either. There weren't many people on the face of the earth with enough generational wealth to dig out the Betancourts. I won't hurt him like that, she snapped the box closed. Not for money. That was the Betancourt problem. Nothing was ever for money. Logan, she said, pushing the box to me. We're friends, right? Yes. So you won't be mad if I tell you the truth? I pocketed the ring and sat back with my drink. This wasn't going to go the way I wanted.